Did you know that mental illness can affect children too? Yes, stay tuned to GIS Radio to find out more. I'm your guest presenter, Amira, and I am 7 years old.
As carefree as they generally appear to be, children, like adults, can be afflicted with mental disorders. Today, we look at some of the common mental health issues affecting Jamaican children. Common mental health disorders seen in Jamaican children include anxiety disorders.
Anxiety disorders is when they respond to certain situations with fear and dread. You see nervousness, rapid heart beating and sweating.
Pervasive developmental disorders.
These are when children are confused with their thinking and generally confused with their environment for one reason or the other.
And disruptive behavior disorders.
These are kids who tend to defy rules and are often disruptive, for example, in school. We are also very aware and see a lot of learning and communication disorders. And these are children who have problems storing information and processing information. And quite commonly, we see the affective or mood disorders. This is where children present with depression, for example, and they might be consistently irritable or frequently angry. Those are the more common kinds that we see here.
Child psychologist and family therapist, professor of psychology at Northern Caribbean University, Dr. Orlean Brown Earle. Signs a child may be struggling with a mental health challenge include abuse of drugs or alcohol, inability to cope with daily problems or activities, changes in school performance, loss of friends,
an increase in time spent alone, a lot of worrying, persistent nightmares, persistent disobedience or aggressive behavior, lots of interesting things or persons that they usually have fun around or with. These are symptoms of some of the childhood mental disorders.
Childhood mental disorders can result from psychological trauma, environmental stress, or they may be hereditary.
Hereditary because we all know that mental disorders run in families. So if you have an uncle or a grandfather who has a particular mental disorder, it can be passed to the parents, to the children, through the genes. Then there is also the issue of the biology. We know that particular brain regions control varying areas, emotion, thinking, and perception. And if a child has had trauma, that can lead to a change in their personality or their mood. And if there's no help given for that in terms of physical help from medical practitioners, then this new mood will persist and possibly become worse.
Mental health disorders in children may also be triggered by psychological trauma, such as emotional, sexual, or physical abuse, and loss of a loved one or close family member without sufficient grief counseling being provided. Neglect may also negatively impact a child's mental health.
A child who they know their father or they know their mother, but their parent doesn't even come around to visit them. If they don't have other forms of support, that trauma can cause some emotional distress, which may lead to a mental disorder.
Environmental stressors take into account events such as an earthquake or hurricane or repeated exposure to vulnerable situations.
You have these kids who they go to school by themselves every day. You know, they're vulnerable to predators. And a predator might have approached them once or twice. They complain to parents or teachers, they're ignored. And this persists for a period of time. And the environmental stressor caused them to become mentally disordered.
Child psychologist and family therapist, professor of psychology at Northern Caribbean University, Dr. Orlean Brown Earle.
That's it for our look at common mental disorders that can affect children. Come back tomorrow, same time, same station, and we'll tell you about the treatment options for mental illness in children. I'm your guest presenter, Amira. Thanks for listening to GIS Radio.
JCDC presents the Culinary Arts Regional Competition 2016, Wednesday, May 18, YMCA Auditorium, 21 Hope Road, Kingston. Friday, May 20, St. Mary's Anglican Church Hall, Port Maria. Friday, May 27, Jockey Factory, Lucy Hanover. 10 a.m. daily, admission free. Come see the exciting Dutchy Dash, Hot Off the Grill, Mixology, The Rising Chef Competition, Celebrity Cook-Off, and much more. Free health checks by the NHF and Nestle. Sponsored by Chase Fund, Grace Foods, Excelsior, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Nestle, We Can, Life Spring Water and Petco.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.